More than 6 months ago, Business 2.0 writer Om Malik noticed a job posting at Google, and he was interested, not in the job, but in what the new position suggested might be a foot at Google. So he commenced to dig. What he discovered as he made his way through his Rolodex of contacts was that Google had been quietly shopping for the past year and buying up unused fiber optic cable, or dark fiber, all around the country. What does that mean? Well, dark fiber is cable that has been laid out but not connected to anything. During the telecom boom of a decade ago, it was planted by the thousands of miles, but rendered worthless by the subsequent telecom bust. The fact that Google was buying this fiber up at pennies on the dollar suggested to Malik that Google may be building out a vast network of its own, maybe even a parallel internet that could, among other things, circumvent existing internet service providers. And if it owns such a network, Malik calls it GoogleNet, the company could set up Wi-Fi hotspots in commercial districts to give internet service away for free. That would give Google advertisers exclusive access to consumers at the point of consumption. Anyway, Malik says, that's how he figures it.
They are building a GoogleNet, which is basically connecting the Google infrastructure worldwide. Think of it as a parallel internet which Google owns. The way most of the internet works right now is that when you come to Google, whether you're using your DSL or cable connection, you use the cable provider's network to get to Google. So at some point, somebody has to pay for the usage of network. And as more and more bandwidth is going to be consumed, Google will need more and more bandwidth. So the idea is to build out your own infrastructure. This way, Google doesn't pay anyone for using their networks.
What does it mean for me, the internet broadband consumer?
They will use these assets they're buying to come closer to the end user being you. And whether it means by striking up special arrangements with, people like Comcast and SBC, or if it means offering free Wi-Fi in places like commuter stations or sports stadiums or public libraries or shopping districts. The idea is that the closer they get to you, the more targeted advertising they can offer. And, that makes advertisers happy. What it means for you is it'll be nice to get free access, wherever you are. I mean, you can actually enjoy the sunshine and check your email or look up information on the go. We've seen it time and again. If you have access, you certainly find new ways to use that connection. So if, let's say, you're in San Francisco's Union Square and you're searching for denim and the local search results can easily say there is a Levi's store, which is like maybe two blocks away. So suddenly the value of Google actually goes up tremendously.
Okay, so it's not universal free broadband access, but opportunities for consumers to hook up to Wi-Fi hotspots paid for entirely by Google in various places around the country.
That's correct.
What does it do to change the competitive balance among Google, Yahoo, and, say, MSN?
In the future, as more and more high bandwidth applications come online, Google will, 5 years from now, will look very smart for having done this. Because the cost of bandwidth, even if it's falling, is going to become a major cost for everyone.
I'm curious about any antitrust issues attached to this project, because let's say Google is offering free Wi-Fi hotspots at places around the country. Could that be interpreted as predatory pricing? After all, free is the most predatory price of all.
I don't think so. I mean, anybody can do this. Yahoo can do this. Microsoft can do this. They haven't done it. It's simple as that. It's not as dark as it seems.
These guys are really smart, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, they are the sharpest knives in the drawer, as they say. I mean, they have it all figured out. And I was caught by a surprise when I started chasing down this story. Like, anybody could have thought of this, but not many people did. So my respect for Google has gone from 10 to 100 in 6 months.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the scoop, and thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
Om Malik is a senior writer for Business 2.0 magazine.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.